I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. The village of Ruidoso announces that displaced residents are beginning to clean up their properties that were damaged in the McBride fire. Now, there has been a dumping of burned materials at the village of Ruidoso green waste dump sites by Gavilan Canyon Field and Grindstone. Now, this possesses a significant risk to the community, as some of the material that has been dumped is actually still smoldering and could easily catch existing piles on fire. To dispose of that material, please place it on the curb in front of your home, and the village of Ruidoso grapple truck will remove it. The New Mexico Republican Party received a Christmas gift in April. On Tuesday, 9th District Judge Fred Van Solen of Clovis ruled in favor of the GOP, who had filed a lawsuit to overturn the congressional map that divvied up the conservative southeast of the state into three congressional districts. We get reactions from one of the former ally plaintiffs, Larry Marker of Roswell, who is the leader of the movement Citizens for Grand Juries to indict Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
What we had in front of the court yesterday is the governor and the legislature. They had filed a motion to dismiss the Republicans' case. That motion was denied, so we get to move this case forward.
However,
now our guys, the Republicans' lawyers, had filed for an injunction so we wouldn't have to use this congressional map in the primary, in the primaries that we have here in a couple of months.
MTD Radio News attempted to contact GOP State Chair Steve Pierce, who steered the lawsuit, but he was unavailable for comment. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.